For full details, including terms and conditions, visit unlock.com/legal. Call 1-888-780-6854 to speak with a representative today. Actor portrayal. Terms and conditions apply. Not available in all states.
Hey, homeowners. Can I get a minute of your time? If you need cash but don't want another loan, I've got the perfect solution. You can access up to $500,000 of your home's equity without monthly payments or interest ever with Unlock. This isn't a loan. It's a home equity agreement. With Unlock, you may qualify for cash today in exchange for a share of your home's future value. No debt. No extra bills. Just financial flexibility on your terms. Use the money however you want. Home improvements, paying off debt, investing, or boosting your retirement savings. Unlike HELOCs, home equity loans, or cash out refis, there are no monthly payments. No stress. You've built this equity. Now it's time to use it. Go to unlock.com for more information.
Don't wait. Call 888-780-6854 to unlock the equity in your home and get up to $500,000 in cash with no monthly payments and no interest ever. Call 888-780-6854, 888-780-6854, or visit unlock.com. That's unlock.com for more information.
For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Besyana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man.
You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no.
Game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. Kennedy, say good morning to Rita from Lowell.
Hi, Rita.
From Lowell.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Lowell.
Lowell.
Are you one of those people from Lowell that gets upset that we say Lowell?
I do, but I'm going to try to get over it.
Lowell.
Why are you upset about it?
Yeah.
I don't know. It just seems like a dig.
Not at all. It's because we love it.
We love Lowell.
See, people from Lowell have PTSD.
Lowell.
Because the people take digs at them a lot. But it's not us.
We're shining a light on Lowell.
Lowell.
All right. Well, thank you for doing that. I love Lowell.
Rita, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio?
Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Or as some people call
it. Thank you. Thank you.
Lowell. Lowell. I hate when I hear people say that. Lowell. Putting three syllables in there or something. All right, here we go. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you're going to win yourself $100. If you tie Kennedy, Rita, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Jennifer Garner turning 53 today. Who co-stars with Jen in the movie 13 Going on 30 as her childhood friend and crush, Matt?
Mark Ruffalo.
Question number two. Billie Eilish admitted to hating her name growing up because she thought Billie was a boy's name and she just wanted to, quote, have a flowery girl's name like Violet or Lavender. While Billie has had 7 songs in the top 10, only one has made it all the way to number 1. Can you name it?
Feathers?
Question number 3. Bobby Brown is not a fan of Britney Spears' 2004 version of My Prerogative. In fact, he thinks she butchered it. Which Boston-based group was Bobby Brown in before going off on his own career? Rita?
I'm thinking. It's not Boyz II Men. Sorry.
Question number 4. This Linkin Park video has surpassed 2 billion views on YouTube. Take a listen to the opening lyrics of the song and then name it.
It starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is
is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings.
All right, name that song, please.
Can't name it, sorry.
No worries. Question number five. Sean Bean is 66 today. He was Boromir in Lord of the Rings, Ned Stark on Game of Thrones, and Ian, the main bad guy in National Treasure. In both National Treasure and in real life, where is the Declaration of Independence kept?
Washington, D.C.?
Can you be more specific?
You mean what building?
Mm-hmm.
Lincoln Memorial?
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
People are texting in. LOL is two syllables. LOL. It's not. It's one wonderful syllable, right, Dan?
LOL.
I'm not getting involved in your mess. You started this.
LOL. Kennedy, Rita got 1 out of 5.
Oh, my gosh.
These are tough, Kennedy. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Jennifer Garner, 53 today, who co-stars with Jen in the movie 13 Going on 30 as her childhood friend and crush, Matt?
Mark Ruffalo.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Billie Eilish admitted to hating her name growing up. She thought Billie was a boy's name and she wanted something flowery, a girl's name like Violet or Lavender. Which, while Billie has had 7 songs in the top 10, only one has made it all the way to number 1. Can you name it?
Bad Guy?
Duh.
2-1. Question number 3. Bobby Brown is not a fan of Britney Spears' 2004 version of My Prerogative. In fact, he thinks she butchered it.
Stop.
No, it's awful. He's right about that. That's a terrible
You're
version.
You're insane.
Oh,
it's
my
God.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's really good. I think it's fun.
Which Boston-based group was Bobby Brown in before going solo?
New Edition.
Yes, New Edition.
Oh,
Ronnie,
Bobby, Ricky, and Mike.
If I like a girl, who cares who you like? Question number 4. This Linkin Park video has surpassed 2 billion views on YouTube. Take a listen to the opening lyrics of the song and then name it.
It starts with one thing.
I don't know why. It doesn't even matter how hard you try. Keep that in mind. I'm designed this rhyme to explain in due time. All I know. Time is a valuable thing. Watch it fly by as the pendulum swings.
In the end?
In the end is it. 4-1. Question number 5. Sean Bean is 66 today. He is Boromir in The Lord of the Rings, Ned Stark on Game of Thrones, and Ian, the main bad guy in National Treasure. In both National Treasure and in real life, where is the Declaration of Independence kept?
Like the building or the place?
Yes, Washington, the building.
D.C.
Yeah.
Oh, the National Archives.
It is the National Archives. Look at you, Nicolas Cage.
I'm going to steal it.
Been there 2 or 3 or 4 times. Have the hat. I bought a copy of the Declaration of Independence like Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
walk
did.
Out the door pretending I stole it.
I'm going to steal the Declaration.
These are all true stories.
Where do you keep your Declaration of Independence?
It's at the house somewhere.
Junk drawer?
No, it's in a vault, Dan. What are you talking about?
The symbol of our nation's independence sits in your junk drawer.
Rita doesn't get the cash. Kennedy gets the win. But you did win a pair of tickets to go see Andy Grammer, the Monster Tour at the South Shore Music Circus, August 24th. Tickets and more at themusiccircus.org. You enjoy those tickets.
Thank you so much.
What do you want to say to Kennedy before you head out?
My name is Rita. I'm from Lowell. I cannot be Kennedy.
Lowell.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. A little love goes a long way in a 2025 Subaru Forester Hybrid. You can learn more at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Jack from Medford.
Hi, Jack.
What's up, Kennedy? How's it going?
It's going.
Jack,
good to hear.
Good to have you on the show, Jack. Could you kick Kennedy out,
Thanks
please?
Thanks very much, Carson. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thanks, Kennedy.
5 pop culture trivia questions, Jack. You answer more of them correctly than Kennedy. You score yourself $100. If you tie, unfortunately, that's a loss for you. Kennedy's now over in that soundproof studio, which means she can't hear what's happening on the air. Are you ready?
Ready as I'll ever be, I'd say, Carson. Let's do it.
When you say you're from Medford, do you mean Medford, Ireland?
Medford, Ireland, yeah. Living in Medford.
Question number one. Victoria Beckham, 51 today. She is Posh Spice. In the Spice Girls hit song Wannabe, they sing, if you want to be my lover, you got to what?
Get with my friends.
George Strait surprised a worker at a Dairy Queen in Texas the other day. When he drove up to the drive-thru window, she said he was kind and super handsome and even took a selfie with her afterwards. What is the frozen dessert the DQ is most known for?
Blizzard?
Oh, you've been here long enough.
Yeah, I've been here a while, yeah.
Question number three. The fifth season premiere of Law & Order Organized Crime airs at 10 p.m. on NBC. Can you name the man who created the entire Law & Order universe and whose name props up as executive producer at the start of every episode?
Dick Wolf.
Question number four. Adam McKay, 57 today. He directed and co-wrote Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys with Will Ferrell. Which of those Will Ferrell movies is this quote from? Take a listen.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Name the movie that's from.
Step Brothers.
Question number five. MGK is mad that he wasn't included on a Mount Rushmore of white rappers that someone posted, calling it blasphemous. Can you name the actual four faces on the real Mount Rushmore?
George Washington. You're going to get me here with my, I suppose, Theodore Roosevelt. Who else would be president? Thomas Jefferson and Abe Lincoln, maybe? I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Wow. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hello.
Jack from Medford.
Medford, Ireland.
Got 5 out of 5.
Woo!
Oh.
Yeah, you're on your game, man. Nice job.
That was...
Didn't expect that. I'll take it.
I didn't expect it either. I'm going to be honest with you. You crushed it, Jack. Kennedy, are you ready?
You bet.
I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong. It adds to the drama.
All right.
Victoria Beckham, 51 today. She is Posh Spice. In the Spice Girls hit song, Wannabe, they sing, if you want to be my lover, you gotta blank.
Get with my friends.
Question number two. George Strait surprised a worker at a Dairy Queen in Texas the other day when he drove up to the drive-thru window and she said he was kind and super handsome and even took a selfie with her afterwards. What is the frozen dessert that DQ is most known for?
The Blizzard.
The fifth season premiere of Law & Order Organized Crime airs at 10 p.m. on Sunday. Name the man who created the entire Law & Order universe and whose name pops up as executive producer at the start of every episode.
Dick Wolf.
Dun dun.
Adam McKay, 57 today. He directed and co-wrote Anchorman, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys with Will Ferrell. Which of those Will Ferrell movies is this quote from? Take a listen.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? One, two, three.
Velociraptor.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos.
What? Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Step Brothers.
Question number five. MGK is mad that he wasn't included on a Mount Rushmore of white rappers that someone posted, calling it blasphemous. Can you name the actual four faces on the real Mount Rushmore?
Okay. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson, and FDR? That's not right, is it? Those are my guesses.
Are you still on with it?
Yeah.
Lock it in. All right, for question number one, you said get with my friends. Yes, of course. Question number two, you said the Blizzard. Yes. Dick Wolf, obviously. Question number four, you said Step Brothers. And for question number five, you said Washington, Lincoln, Jefferson, and Roosevelt.
Yep.
No. Oh! It's the wrong Roosevelt.
Is it?
Yeah, it's Teddy.
It's Teddy.
Oh!
Dang it!
Correct.
Nice.
I only had the last name.
A quick with that
nice,
ding.
Sorry.
Nice.
I only had the last name on my answer, Dan.
Oh,
I
God,
don't know.
I'm such an idiot.
It's very on brand that the European knows more about American history than
I, can I tell you? I'm just give me a break there. First of all, but second of all, as soon as that question came up, I'm like, he's gonna get it right, and I'm gonna get it wrong.
Congratulations, Jack. You win it 5-4. You just won yourself $100.
Thanks very much. Great way to start a Thursday.
There it is.
Hashtag suck it, Sal.
Someone texted in from the 330. Not to be dramatic, but I would die for Jack. You're a fan favorite.
Great job, Jack. Kennedy.
They haven't met me yet, though.
Is there something you would like to say to Jack, Kennedy?
Yes, my name is Kennedy. I'm from Quincy, and it can't be Jack.
Carson and Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no, oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Love spring in a new Subaru. SubaruofNewEngland.com. Jessica's from Burlington, Kennedy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's out doing the adult things like Target and Starbucks and the grocery store.
Good times.
Got to get that ham for Sunday. We kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Jessica.
Hi, Kennedy. Can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Thank you.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. Kennedy's now gone into that soundproof studio, so she can't hear anything that is happening. And remember, Jess, if you tie Kennedy, that is a loss for you, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yes.
The Who fired their drummer, Zach Starkey, because they were unhappy with his playing at recent shows. Zach has been with the band for 29 years, and he's Ringo Starr's son. Ringo is also a pretty famous drummer from which band?
The Beatles.
Former members of Justin Bieber's team are worried about his mental health. Justin's reps say it's all clickbait, including accusations that he's millions in debt from canceling his 2022 tour. Justin sings the song 10,000 Hours with which country duo?
Dan and Shay.
Question number 3, Elon Musk might have more than 14 kids that we know about. A new report says he hits up women and asks them to bear his children, and he uses payoffs and non-disclosure agreements to keep them quiet. Which country is Elon from?
Ooh, I don't know this one.
All right. Take a guess.
Sweden.
Sweden? Yep. Question number 14. It was 14 years ago today. Game of Thrones premiered on HBO. It ran for 8 seasons and even beat the books it's based on to the ending. Who ends up on the Iron Throne in the final episode?
I don't watch Game of Thrones. I don't know that one.
Question number 5. Demi Moore had a feeling that Mikey Madison was going to beat her for the Best Actor, Best Actress Oscar. But rather than be gutted, she says she was, quote, centered and calm. Name the movie Mikey Madison won for.
I don't know that one either.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
Dan, you're not going to do a good ham dinner on Sunday for Easter?
I am going to an Easter thing with Kaylee's family. I'm sure there'll be ham.
Yeah, ham is it.
I love ham, honestly. Mm. Turkey's overrated. Hot take. Save it for Hot Take Tuesday.
How about you, Kennedy? Are you going to do some ham on Easter Sunday?
Oh, no.
No?
It's holidays in my house aren't really a thing.
Sure, I gotcha. All right.
It's okay, though.
All right.
I'm sure we'll do something.
We're
fun.
Having people over
I
if you want to join.
I have people in town, so I'm sure we'll find something to
you
do.
You can stop by the house, Kennedy. You know, there will be plenty of southern cooking, I'm
Woo!
Sure.
Yeah, you're going to have a full house on Easter. I'm sure you'll do something.
Well, it's not my house. They're staying at a hotel. Oh. Come on now.
Jessica got 2 out of 5, Kennedy.
Well done.
These are tough. You ready?
Yeah.
The Who fired their drummer, Zach Starkey, because they were unhappy with his playing at recent shows. He'd been with the band for 29 years, and he's Ringo Starr's son. Ringo is also a pretty famous drummer from which band?
The Beatles.
Tied at 1. Question number 2. Former members of Justin Bieber's team are worried about his mental health. Justin's reps say it's all clickbait, including accusations that he's millions in debt from canceling his 2022 tour. Justin sings the song 10,000 Hours with which country duo?
Oh, Stan and Shay.
Tied it to. Elon Musk might have more than 14 kids that we know about. A new report says he hits up women and asks them to bear his children all the time. Which country is Elon from?
South Africa.
3-2. Question number 4. 14 years ago today, Game of Thrones premiered on HBO. It ran for 8 seasons and even beat the books it's based on to the ending.
We're all going to beat those books to our endings. He's not going to finish them.
Who ends up on the Iron Throne in the final episode?
Bran? That's my guess. Bran.
Bran the Broken, which made nobody happy.
Maybe Darius Rucker will come along and save that like he did that song, Wagon Wheel. Here, let me finish that for you.
Did Wagon Wheel need saving?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Old Crow Medicine Show, baby.
No, but he, Darius Rucker finished the song, didn't he? Wasn't it Darius Rucker or was it Old Crow Medicine? Yeah, I think so. That song didn't have a second verse. I think it was like an old Dylan or something song. I'm pretty sure. Or I could be completely wrong.
Only 2 options.
4-2, question number 5. Demi Moore had a feeling that Mikey Madison was going to beat her for the Best Actress Oscar. But rather than be gutted, she said she was, quote, centered and calm. Name the movie Mikey Madison won for.
Anora.
One more time?
Anora.
Anora is correct. Nice job, Kennedy.
Thank you.
Don't watch that one with kids around. 5-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Good work, Jessica. I'm sorry you don't get the cash this morning, but thank you for calling into play.
Thank you.
All right. Go back to your adulting. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
Hi, my name is Jessica from Burlington, and I cannot...
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call, every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.